This is the boat that I have now that I take my people fishing in. This is the Wahine.
And why did you call it the Wahine?
Because the Wahine's an island girl.
Do you remember how you proposed to her?
I don't really know, to tell you the truth. We just decided we're getting married. There was never no real thing. I really don't know. We just decided, hey, let's do it.
Bruce Borges lived on Cuttyhunk Island with his wife Carolyn for 58 years. Her father gave them some land as a wedding present, and in 1961, Bruce built them a house. He was 23, she was 32, and no one on the island thought they'd last.
The odds were against me, that's for sure. There were all kinds of bets. You nuts, you're never going to make it. Well, all them people thought so were dead, and I'm still here. We're still married. Well, we were still married.
Back then, there were about 40 people living on Cuttyhunk year-round. Every summer, the harbour filled with boats. There were tourists in the guest houses, lobster in the traps, and life was good.
It's more than being a husband or wife. You got to be friends. It's 50-50. Sometimes it's 40-50. But that's what you got to do.
In the early days, Bruce and Carolyn loved the off-season. There was always work to do, but the island was empty. At night, it was just the two of them in the radio. They'd cook and play cards, work on puzzles together, and enjoy the peace and quiet. But winters on Cuttyhunk are brutal, too. Storms roll in from the Atlantic and wind whips across the island at 80 miles an hour. Sometimes they'd be cut off from the mainland for weeks at a time. The year Carolyn's mother died, they barely made it over to New Bedford in time to see her.
We got out of the harbor here and we started to cross. And all you could see looking that way was ice. The ferry just made it into New Bedford. And after that, there wasn't a thing came through the Cape Cod Canal for 2 weeks.
Bruce says the weather's changing. The water's getting warmer and there's less lobster in the bay. The past few winters, there were only 10 or 12 people left on the whole island. When his wife Carolyn's health began to fail, he could see the writing on the wall. There's no doctor, and the ferry makes just 2 visits a week from the mainland. Still, Bruce kept her on the island for as long as he could. The ferry captain told me that on her last trips, Carolyn wouldn't sit inside the cabin. She wanted to be out on the deck, holding onto the railing in the surf and the wind.
For the last couple of years we were here, I just wasn't able to leave her. I couldn't go down to my barn to do anything. And she'd be either out hollering for me to come down. She'd try to come down, she'd fall down. And I just couldn't take care of her anymore here. I had to get over there.
He found them an apartment on the mainland in Fairhaven, and that worked for a while. Their son lived up the road, and every day he'd bring them the newspaper and spend some time with his mother. But after that first year, things began to fall apart.
It was right after Christmas, and he left one day, and she said, who the heck is that guy that keeps coming here? You know, so she started losing her mind.
Then one morning, Carolyn wouldn't get out of bed. She went into the hospital and then a nursing home in New Bedford. When Bruce would visit, she couldn't understand why he'd left her behind.
She would say, where's the truck? I say, out there. Well, let's go. Let's get out. I said, look, I can't take care of you. I can't move you. Look, it takes people. Finally, I said to her, look, when the doctor tells you, you can go home, we're going home. Okay. And that's all, you know. But, excuse me.
After less than a year in the nursing home, Carolyn passed away last February.
These are all old family names, you know, Tilton and Peters and this.
What's it like up at the cemetery? Is it pretty? Where is it on the island?
Well, yes. It's kind of run down the last few years and stuff. And the fence needs fixing and the flagpole's down. But they've got some money for a new flagpole. In the summer, it's full of daffodils. They're up everywhere. This island's full of daffodils. No matter where you go, they're growing.
My wife and I are going here somewhere than the other two kids. These are all uncles.
It's a beautiful September day on Cuttyhunk Island. Soon, Bruce will board up the house, drain the pipes, and head over to the mainland for the winter. But right now, the sun is shining, the wind is just beginning to pick up, and there are still a few boats left in the harbour. For WCAI's Ways of Life, this is Carrie Ed Harmon on Cuttyhunk Island.